Kathy Kober here. I'm an independent dietitian and nutritionist, and we were addressing the issue of early years, moving it up the agenda, but do we have the tools for the job? In other words, have we got the tools that will help put food and nutrition messages across? And I will take the views that mainly of the audience and some of my own, they felt that we only need more guidance if it's around, specifically around food rather than a lot on nutrition, and that it should be to support consistent messages so that healthcare professionals and other people will know exactly what they should be saying. But also, if we're going to get these messages across, we need more. They need more resources at the local level. This is people resources and finance resources in order to try and get these messages across. But the other very strong message that came over was that we need to start in pregnancy, that food and nutrition is an issue during pregnancy and infancy and also into early years. So if we're going to be making changes for early years, we need to start in pregnancy. And I certainly agree, because that's almost a captive audience, if you could say, the pregnancy life stage. The other issue which will keep coming up, and no matter how clear our messages are about food and nutrition, we have to consider food costs and availability, that we are being hard on families who don't have a lot of money, and it's very difficult for them to access the kinds of foods that we're recommending. It's a difficult issue to address. I don't think national guidelines are ever going to do that, but we need to acknowledge and look at ways that we can make it easier for families to choose foods.